This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. I have a question for you. Why do people lie? Why not always tell the truth? Why not always be honest and sincere? Here are some sample answers that I thought of. People lie to hide their guilt, hide their faults, hide their mistakes. People lie to make themselves look better, make people like them better, and they lie because to tell the truth is harder or embarrassing. Also, I would note that to fail to tell the truth when it is required is a form of lying. Father God, let me explain the truth of the gospel of your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
Some material from GodQuestions.org.
You can find more about us at visionforchristworld.com. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. 1 John 2:4 states, "If we say we know God but do not obey his commands, we are lying. The truth is not in us." Proverbs 12:22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in those who tell the truth." Proverbs 19:9 states, "A man who tells lies about someone will be punished. He who tells lies will be lost." Ephesians 4:25 in the Amplified Bible says, "Therefore, rejecting all falsehood, whether lying, defrauding, telling half-truths, spreading rumors, any such as these, speak the truth each one with his neighbor, for we are all parts of one another, and we are all parts of the body of Christ." Colossians 3:9-10, "Do not lie to each other. You have left your old sinful life and the things you did before. You have begun to live the new life, in which you are being made new and are becoming like the one who made you. This new life brings you the true knowledge of God." Honesty is truthfulness. An honest person has the habit of making accurate, trustworthy statements about life, self, about others, and God. An honest person represents himself just as he is and tells others the truth about themselves. Honesty is not expressing everything that goes through your mind. That's transparency. And a person can be honest without being transparent. However, no one can be consistently honest without a commitment to the truth. Honesty will, at times, hurt someone's feelings, but that does not mean that dishonesty is preferable. Dishonesty is a sin corrected in Scripture. God does not accept a person who practices deceit, Psalm 101:7. And Jeremiah 9:5 says of a wicked society, "Everyone deceives his neighbor, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongues to speak lies. They weary themselves committing iniquity." Speaking the truth or honesty is a mark of healthy human interaction. A person who knows the truth but for whatever reason says differently is a liar. The Bible emphasizes the importance of making true statements about God. To purposely misrepresent God is a serious offense. A liar is defined first and foremost as someone who denies that Jesus is the Christ, 1 John 2:22. Trusting in lies is consistent with forgetting God, and those who claim to know God but contradict him, add to his words, or refuse to follow or accept his commands are also called liars, 1 John 2:4, 5:10, and Proverbs 30:6. Honesty as a character quality is a sign of the work of the Holy Spirit in the soul of someone. God cannot lie, Hebrews 6:18. Therefore, his presence in a person gives rise to truthfulness. The people of God are honest. However, the larger group of humanity, meaning non-Christians, is not naturally honest. Dishonesty has worldly rewards. Lying can often bring financial gain, power, or temporary satisfaction. But the rewards come at a price. Dishonesty leads to more and more wickedness, Proverbs 17:4. Lying to fulfill worldly desires ultimately results in the loss of everything a person has, including his life. The people who are sent to hell will include all liars, Revelation 21:8. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul, Mark 8:36. While it is sometimes tempting to lie, misrepresent ourselves, or downplay uncomfortable truths in an effort to avoid conflict, dishonesty is never good for relationships. Speaking dishonest words in order to avoid conflict is flattery, Psalm 12:2. Again, at times, honesty will hurt the feelings of others. It is inevitable. Remember the words of the wise, "Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses," Proverbs 27:6. A friend is willing to wound with the truth. Sweet words, if lies, are the enemies of our soul. That said, honesty should always be accompanied by gentleness. An honest person is motivated by love, not by an obsession with relaying accurate information. Above all, the honest person is concerned with telling the truth about God and fostering the spiritual growth of other people, Ephesians 4:29. Those who follow Jesus, the truth, John 14:6, will speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15. 1 Timothy 1:9-11 explains, "We understand this, the law is not established for a righteous person, but for people who live without laws and without obeying any authority. They are the ungodly and the sinners. They are people who are not spiritual, and nothing is sacred to them. They kill their fathers and mothers and murder others. They are people who are sexually unfaithful and people who have sexual intercourse with the same sex. They are kidnappers, liars, individuals who give false testimonies in court, and those who do anything else that is opposed to sound teaching." Sound teaching agrees with the glorious gospel of the blessed God. The Bible is clear that lying is a sin and is displeasing to God. The first sin in this world involved a lie told to Eve. The Ten Commandments given to Moses includes, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor," Exodus 20:16. Lying was rooted out in the early church when Ananias and Sapphira lied regarding a donation in order to make themselves look more generous than they really were. What the Apostle Peter said to them is stern and direct. "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit?" Acts 5:3. The judgment of God was even more severe. The couple died as a result of their sin of lying. Jesus called himself the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6, and he expects those who follow him to be people of truth. The truth is to be expressed in love, Ephesians 4:15, offering hope to those seeking redemption from the lies of the world. Speaking to a group of Jews, Jesus said, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies," John 8:44. Satan is the father of lies in that he is the original liar. He is the father of lies in the same way that Martin Luther is the father of the Reformation and Robert Goddard is the father of modern rocketry. Satan told the first lie in recorded history to Eve in the Garden of Eden. After planting seeds of doubt in the mind of Eve with a question, he directly contradicts the Bible, the Word of God, by telling her, "You will not certainly die," Genesis 3:4. With that lie, Satan led Eve to her death. Adam followed, and so have we all. Lying is the primary weapon of Satan against Christians. He uses the tactic of deceit to separate people from their Heavenly Father. Some of his more common lies are, "There is no God," "God does not care about you," "The Bible cannot be trusted," and "Your good works will get you into heaven." Those are all lies. The Apostle Paul tells us that Satan masquerades as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14, so that what he says and does sounds good and seems reasonable, but it is nothing more than a false appearance. Many of the lies of Satan tend to perpetuate themselves. This is what happened when Eve convinced Adam to also believe the lie of the devil. Today, Satan still uses people to spread his lies for him. Often he uses charismatic but foolish people to further his falsehoods, as in the case of false religions and cults. Satan has told more lies to more people and even angels than any other being ever created. His success depends on people believing his lies. He has used everything from little white lies to huge pants-on-fire whoppers to deceive folks. Adolf Hitler, a man who learned how to lie very effectively, once said, "If you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequently enough, it will be believed." Whether a lie is small or large is not really the issue. Lies are of the devil. The Bible teaches that all liars will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death, Revelation 21:8. Warnings are never pleasant, but they are better than ignorance of danger. The Bible faithfully warns sinners of danger, including the danger of lying. Proverbs 19:9 also teaches that liars will be punished. Jesus is the truth, John 14:6, and he will never deceive you. Thankfully, Jesus is also the Savior, and his death and resurrection provide the basis for your forgiveness of all sin, including the sin of lying. Come to Jesus in faith and humility, and you will find that you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia on AM medium wave radio, to Albania, North Macedonia, and Greece on FM local area radio, also to Australia and Northern Europe on shortwave. We have just added a radio outreach to the Middle East nations on shortwave from Florida. Our friends there can listen to us on Saturday nights in Israel, Egypt, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iraq, and Iran on 15770 kHz at 1900 UTC, which is 9 p.m. in Israel. That frequency is 15770 kHz at 9 p.m. in Israel, slightly later in the other nations. Listen to us online at visionforchristworld.com. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from 1 Timothy 4:1-2. The Spirit says clearly that some people will abandon the faith in later times. They will obey lying spirits and follow the teachings of demons. Such teachings are spread by deceitful liars, whose consciences are dead as if burnt with a hot iron.